The Heritage Council introduced the Adopt a Monument scheme about 5 years ago to encourage local communities to get involved in the conservation and interpretation of local archaeological sites in their own area. And since then, there's been 4 heritage sites in Donegal to join the scheme: Doon Fort near Ardragh, Kilbarran Castle near Rosnaula, Malin Well Old Church near Malinhead, and within the last week, Killatea Church and Graveyard in South Donegal.
What does this effectively mean for the monument and for the community? Because it would seem on the face of it, it's going to increase the sense of ownership and increase that sense of community in that area.
Absolutely, and credit needs to go to Dunkinealy Community Limited, because they made the application and they got their community group together to say, look, we'll take guardianship and drive this forward and try and conserve the site and try and promote the site. The graveyard itself is actually in the care and the guardianship of Donegal County Council, but then within the graveyard you also have the church, you have a cross and you have a Ballon Stone. All of these are archaeological monuments and they're all protected under the National Monuments Act. So again, it's a matter of coming up with a conservation management plan for the site, how best to look after it, how best to manage it. And of course, getting the community engaged is really very, very important in that, not only in terms of its conservation and preservation, but also in terms of its promotion and in terms of the maintenance of the site.
Are there other sites in Donegal where you believe this could be a viable prospect for the future?
Oh, absolutely. And every so often, the Heritage Council invite applications to the Adopt a Monument scheme. And again, I would encourage anyone who's interested perhaps in getting involved in the conservation or promotion of an archaeological site in their local area, first of all, to check out the National Monument Service website at www.archaeology.ie, which shows you all the archaeological monuments in the county, their location, and gives you a little bit of information on them. So no matter what part of the county you're in, you can check that out. And if you think that you might be interested in the scheme itself, get in touch with the Heritage Office, and I'll be glad to give them some advice in terms of how to move forward with the project.